Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
A Dear Media original podcast.
What's up, and welcome to Wine Face, where we're breaking down everything the experts know about wine in a fun, digestible, and accessible way, because wine is for enjoying and wine is for everyone. I'm your host, Helen Johannesson from Helen's Wines in beautiful Los Angeles, California. And today I am just so thrilled to have an amazing, soulful, talented, funny, intelligent, passionate person, chef on this podcast, but he's so much more. It's seriously just my privilege to have Justin Pichette-Rungsi from Anajack Thai in Los Angeles on the podcast. He is literally blowing up right now. I've known him for a while. I've been a fan of his restaurant and his family's restaurant for a while. But over the last 4 years, he has taken what was a very amazingly delicious family Thai restaurant and turned it into something of his own. He does Thai Taco Tuesdays in the alley next to the restaurant every Tuesday. He also does a Thai omakase in the restaurant periodically, which should not be missed. But he is receiving all these amazing accolades because of his creativity, passion, and just like damn delicious food. Seriously, he won Best New Chef as part of the Food and Wine class that was part in 2022, and he's going to be honored in Aspen Food and Wine this year. The LA Times named Anajack the best restaurant for 2022. Well deserved. And he's a James Beard finalist for Best Chef California. And obviously, you know who I'm rooting for, but I hope you enjoy this conversation. He also is passionate about wine, has a great understanding of it, and really is just such a cool person. Justin, so happy you're on Wine Face. Thank you so much for being here. Welcome.
Thank you.
To the studio.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm a wine face now.
You are officially wine faced. You can carry the tote, walk the walk, talk the talk. It's really just part of a secret club.
Can I call you Helen's? How should I?
Yeah.
You're
just
plural.
I'm just like a third person, third party, like Helen's. Like I'm a conglomerate.
How are you, Helen's?
Actually, call me Helen's Wines. I'm doing all right. You know, I'm doing all right. How are you?
I recently went to John and Vinny's.
Yes.
And it was a great time.
Thank you.
I snuck in a little bit of caviar. Not a little, a lot.
So I had a question, because I feel like you roll with caviar pretty much everywhere you go.
I use them like Mentos in some
fresh
ways.
Fresh maker.
Yeah.
It really is
it
fresh.
It freshens up the room.
Yep.
You know?
It gets like people curious. They don't even know what's happening.
Yeah. So we brought it and I was like, oh, I wonder if this is the vibe. And as it turns out, we made it the vibe. It was really fun. We had Beresh.
We drank Beresh. Delicious, which is champagne.
Which is a delicious accompaniment. And we did bumps for everyone.
Oh my gosh. I like that my team didn't tell me they got caviar bumps. Like, I would not be mad. Oh. I would be happy. Because, we get recaps. Like, Somme recap. There's also a nightly stats report. no mention of caviar. You were mentioned and everyone was like, you're amazing and lovely. And everyone was obsessed with you.
I'm sorry that you weren't there. It was,
I know.
It was a good time.
I'm sorry.
We
too.
Had these like beautiful, like 200 gram
just casual flex
Astria Kalugas, and we offered to your runner because we really liked him. Your runner that day was fantastic. Oh, and we were like, would you care
so
for
happy.
Some?
Yeah.
And we had someone ask for us. See, like, oh, would he be interested?
Like vibe him out.
Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
Did he do
he was like, no,
did
no,
he
no.
do the bump?
He was like, no, it's okay.
Oh. He just, nope. That was a hard no.
He was like,
line in sand.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And then he moved on.
He's like, it's not in the handbook. So caviar, I don't know if it's allowed.
I don't want to get fired over doing caviar.
Did you put caviar on pizza or would just eat the caviar, drink the champagne?
Here's the thing. We've been trying to put caviar into this and that and on top of this. It only tastes good out of the can, cold.
Yeah.
Nothing else. Maybe wine. Maybe not even.
So one of my favorite things to do is get like a big tin of caviar, like 500 gram, like a big one for a party or a group. Like last time I did this was on Christmas. And you look and you watch who the real caviar freaks are because they'll come out.
They're like fiends.
They come out and all of a sudden you're like, wait, you like caviar?
Yeah, like,
and
yeah.
like they won't stop. And that's why you got to get a big tin because once the freaks, it's kind of like that zombie show. Once they're zombie caviar freaks.
There is a kind of a similar taste profile to caviar and fish sauce.
Yes.
There's some like there's a richness, there's obviously a saltiness and a really like savory punch, like
it's the top of the palate. It like hits that back, not quite where acid goes, but like that
above where acid goes.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like above, it's in your third eye basically. Wait, so how did caviar? Okay, so just to back it up, your family owns a restaurant. You own a restaurant.
Yes, yes.
In the Valley. Sherman Oaks. I can only say Sherman Oaks like Ludo because he lives in Sherman Oaks. Like Shaman. Shout out to Ludo Lefebvre. And you have been like, can you just tell us like abbreviated, have you always cooked at your parents' restaurant? Because like for a lot of people, you've gotten all these crazy accolades. You're about to just crush it. Win a James Beard Award. You're going to Aspen, best new chef. Are you going to Aspen?
We're going.
Fuck yeah. It's so fun. We'll get into it. Yeah. Yeehaw. Get a cowboy hat. But like, tell us the story. Like, how did you rebel and leave and then come back? Like, what happened?
There's a lot of tears.
Get a tissue, everybody. Yeah.
No, I was born and raised in the restaurant.
Yes.
So
wow.
As long as I know, I have been in that back room office.
In Anna
Doing
Jack.
Homework.
Wow.
Playing with the kids of the other guests that became our friends.
Wow.
Eating there, watching my dad like cook there at the one station, yelling at cooks and like throwing stuff and like my like and watching him just do this great wok technique. And my mom and my auntie in the front of the house.
I saw her Friday. Shout out auntie.
Yeah.
Yep.
Shout out auntie.
She was really on top of our table.
Nice.
Yeah. It's amazing.
She's the oldest employee there, number one employee.
She earns it.
She was
hustling.
She just,
yeah,
you know, and just playing hide and go seek. So I feel like it, in some ways I spend more time there than our house.
Yes.
When I got a little older, I would cook with dad and during the summers and throughout the whole time though, serving. For some reason, we're always down a server.
Always.
We're always down someone.
And I think it's intentional. Keep that labor lean.
Yeah. I mean, even now, it always. Yeah. And so.
Always short.
We're always, I was always a bit of a fill-in. Since I was like six, my dad would be like, go take that pad thai to that table.
Amazing.
And go introduce yourself. And I was like.
Oh my God.
Without you?
Yeah.
And he's like,
Just
tell them who you are. It's fine. So then I just kind of learned to be in the front of the house.
Right.
But it was 1 foot in the front and 1 foot in the back and 1 foot with mom and 1 foot with dad.
Full splits.
Full split. But I feel like I was always destined more to pursue my career in art. which is what
you're an artist.
You know, I was, you know, classically trained as a painter, as a sculptor, as a fine artist.
What?
And I
did you go to art school?
I went to Art
Where'd
Center.
Where'd you go? Oh my God, you went to Art Center?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, I went to Art Center for a while. I did my undergraduate there, and that was studying entertainment science, concept art, art direction for films, video games.
Yes.
And then I went back as...
The office sucked you back in, the back office.
No, I went back to Art Center as... Oh. I did my graduate studies in film.
You did?
I worked in entertainment for like 15 years.
Wait, Justin, wow.
No, it's a lot. I know.
And what? So you just like, were like, buy entertainment.
Well, so the story continues. I was at Disney as an art director for some, I was a concept artist and then an art director at Disney for about 12 years. I taught at Art Center for about 10 years.
Incredible.
And my father, he had a stroke. He got ill. He was forced into his retirement.
Sorry.
Yeah. And he's still in his rehab, you know, but it's been like 4 years now.
Yeah. And my stepdad just is in the middle of it right at the beginning.
In the middle is hard. In the beginning is hard.
Yeah.
And
it's a new normal.
Disney was great. They gave me, they paid for my time until like the end of the year is a couple months worth of pay in terms of a transition. They just knew that I was going to leave.
Yeah.
They were like, yeah, we figured you were going to leave. We knew you wanted to do that.
Ultimately, you know? You wanted to go back.
They always ask me, they're like, what's going to happen?
Like food, your food is such beautiful art. So it kind of all is clicking. Like Makes that sense. Wagyu dish fanned out with the sauce is so beautiful.
You like it?
I loved it. No. I would have gobbled it up all myself, but I was with six other people. I was like, get back. Wow. So you really came back to like, how many years ago was that?
That was four. Yeah, that was almost 4 years ago.
Because it's interesting, you know, people who I know who are not in the restaurant business have like newly discovered your restaurant. Anna Jack, they're like, oh, it's, you know, this new restaurant. And I'm like, well, no, it is not new. And I'm like,
it isn't, it isn't.
It is, but it isn't. But like, you've been putting in like so much crazy work. I'm so happy it's all getting recognized. It's so cool.
Well, thank you.
Wow, that's, you're living some wild lives. I feel like you're going to have a third career after this. Like, you're going to go on to something else. Just leverage this.
Take it
best
easy.
Best new chef. Yeah. Let's turn art into, I know you're like, what are you talking about? All right. We can get into forecasting at another time, but.
We should do
that. Yeah. I would love to do forecasting with
you. Do like a fortune telling session.
Yes.
My God.
I recently went to the Magic Castle. I was invited and fun. This has nothing to do with fortune telling, but it made me think of it. It was fun and creepy. I don't know. I didn't love it. Oh. The magic moment was cool, but then everybody else there was awful.
Close-up magic is actually kind of amazing.
So much work goes into it. And
I feel like servers, front of house people, should train as magicians. Both ballet and magicians, because it's kind of that like...
Oh my God, that would be so brilliant. It's the best service is you don't notice it at all. That's what Vinny and I always say.
I love that.
Yeah. It's like, that's our favorite style.
That's the opposite to what we have been doing.
John and Vinny's were like, this plate weighs 1 pound. Let's add 20 plates to the table. I love that you brought caviar to John and Vinny's. Will you just send me a bat signal next time? I'll meet you there.
100%.
Or we could just 100%. Meet there on purpose. Maybe that would
no,
be.
No, they're fine now. This will just be, we'll just do it somewhere else.
I love that you're pushing the limits of Thai cuisine to me. You do this thing, Thai Taco Tuesday, TTT, which is like a really cute name. And I call my son's bottle a TT. So it always makes me think of Sky having his bottle at night for some weird fucked up reason. I'm like, TT, TTT. Anyway, shit is like mayhem. People are like obsessed with it. And then how did you come to that? And the omakase, was it just like your creativity needed to spill over in new ways?
Well, I'm very thankful that we had some quiet time during the pandemic.
Oh, for sure.
Because we were running at a pace that, as you guys were too, running at a pace was very fast. You didn't have time to really collect your thoughts about things.
No.
And I was still learning how to do all of Dad's recipes. I was still learning how to like do his job and order all the food and like look at all the checks and all that stuff. So
I was operations.
Like, I know. So like, what was so I, much. How was I going to make it my own?
Right.
Was the question.
Yes.
And I think with anyone who has a restaurant or a business, it's like, you got to look beyond the four walls of the business that you see. You got to look outside that wall. You got to look above. You got to look underneath. You got to look within. And what came about was we just started to like, talk to our friends in the industry. We started to like cook with them. We started I started to be a little bit more creative during family meals. Sounds like something really basic, but
no, actually, you know. It's, I think you're onto something. I feel like I'm in the middle or beginning stages of something similar. I'm not doing like Thai Taco Tuesdays, but my own version of that, of the inward look. Like,
yeah,
I almost feel like I need a reset on my brain and how I think about things. Not because anything bad's happening, because I want to evolve it to a different place. And I don't know what that is.
Yeah, that's okay.
I feel
okay.
like cool shit can happen when you do that and you humble yourself to the process of it. I don't know.
Yeah, we also didn't, there's no stakes. So there was no sense of like, you got to make this much and you can't go over this labor number. And it was just like, it was me cooking in the back, one table, one grill.
Love
one
that.
Item. And I think the first Taco Tuesday, I sold like 4 fish tacos. I was so excited.
Hell yeah. That's what it's like, about.
Guys, we sold tacos at a Thai restaurant.
We did. I got to come
so
to
weird.
It. Oh my God. No, it's amazing. Oh, I love it. And now it's like people line up starting at what time? Because there's no reservations.
No reservations. We open at 6 when we're outside in the alley. So we will tomorrow.
Yes.
And it's just like a looser service, you know, it's more honest, more casual.
Do people stay forever? How do you get them to leave?
There have been everyone that has ever come in to work there has said, asked that question.
Yeah.
And the thing is, it
just happens.
You can't. People are there to hang out.
So. Yeah. I love that. Laissez-faire, but also... Not
laissez-faire in a dumpster alley.
I had you bring a bottle of wine in a dumpster alley. Your alley is very clean and chic. Actually, Alex and I ate at Anna Jack on my due date for my son Sky.
Yes.
And he came 2 weeks later, but I was in pajamas, chic pajamas.
I know.
And we had a great time. We drank
Cortez.
Yes. Wow.
Oh,
we did.
How did I know that?
I don't know, but I have weird random. Well, so you love, when did your story with wine? So you brought a bottle, Spätlese. So maybe we'll open the bottle I brought. Have you had this Franz Salmon?
No,
Le
I
Chapitre,
haven't.
Le
Chapitre,
Loire Valley, Chenon. Chenonalana Ding Dong. Anyway, I think it would go great with caviar.
I've had Salmon wines, but not this one.
Mont Louis, cool. Loire Valley. Just really tasty, pretty dry.
Cool.
How did wine, I feel like you know so much about wine. You're steeped, and I think you love a lot of the same wine I love, which is really exciting.
I'm learning every day. John, Cherasulo, Maggie, Ian, the whole wine team, Nick, Sydney, they all teach me every day. We're bringing on a lot of wine that's like exciting us, you know? So a lot of it is like, we don't know. We're here to learn it, you know? And so I went to Bordeaux. I went to some wine regions and I was like, this is kind of cool.
Kind of dope.
I kind of like, this is when I was a lot younger, like 20. I was like, all right, this wine thing is kind of fucking cool.
I feel like the best winemakers are artists. This looks like it's having a little re-ferment. Cheers.
Cheers, 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 cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I feel like the best, like my favorite winemakers really do approach it like art. Like that's why I love. There's just such a like adherence to their practice, you know, and like the study of it and the reinvigoration of it. My husband is a painter and he went to Otis.
Oh, cool.
And a sculptor.
We're rivals.
You are. Art Center and Otis. We should have a battle royale.
To the death.
This smells really good. I love Chenin Blanc. I don't know. I feel like at your restaurant, I've had so many different types of wine. It's the same with John and Vinny's. Like so many different wines go with our food. I feel like the same. Everyone thinks like Thai food, you got to have Riesling, like, or you got to have a sweeter. You guys do have an amazing Riesling lineup, but how do you feel when you think about pairing wine with your food or Thai food, or like, I guess food with acid and spice.
Yeah, I think that Riesling is obviously the,
Girl. Yeah, it's good. Riesling is obviously the...
I saw your, like, irises, like, turn
dilate.
Into, yeah.
Or just wink, go, wink, or they went really small, pinned. All the, like, are you on
the
drugs?
The white in your eye has all disappeared and you look like a shark.
Yeah. I'm coming after you, Le Chef Pizza. Pretty good. Real beautiful, like, curdy, lemony, lightning bolt zip line thing that goes, like, front to back very fast.
Wow, that was very, very like, well, that was a great description. Better than what I could say.
No. Ooh. Cool. Yeah. Really tasty, right?
So
tell me about Riesling is what? Like
Riesling is the, like, obvious baseline.
That's what, yeah, right. And not basic, but baseline.
It's the baseline. Let's start there. And then let's now, because, and it's great because price point lower. Quality really, really high.
Yes.
And variation of styles is so broad. But if you look closely on the list, white Burgundy outnumbers Riesling.
I've noticed. Yes.
And Chardonnay outnumbers Riesling 2-1. And I think the true unsung heroes of the list is the white Burgundy and the red Burgundy on the list.
Yes. I agree.
John has done such an incredible job to foster that. When I started the list, my palate was different, you know, and I'm sure you feel the evolution of your palate.
100%.
Over time, as we become, you know, different people, we're starting to like think about wine and flavors and taste differently and philosophies. But we just took off all the categories and all the descriptors and we just say like, you know, that was me then. And there's a little bit of me still there that what we were doing.
Yeah.
You know, like I would just skip work at Disney to go to tastings.
Yeah.
And I would just say to my boss, I was like, it's like he's almost here.
Yeah.
I was like,
well,
I
called him to phone in.
Weird.
I hunted him down.
I would just tell him like, oh, yeah, we're going to do a studio visit on the west side and I'm gonna leave a little early.
Yeah, just cash.
And
you're going
I would
to
just
like
go to the farm
wine.
Tasting and then get fucked up.
Oh my God.
They're like, how was I was like, oh, you know, the studio was nice. It was
like
great.
Technically you still work at Disney. You're just like calling out every day.
Right now. Right now. Yeah. That's so funny.
And they like show up at Anjag. They're like, Justin, we see you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wait.
You're like, yeah, I'm working.
It's hard work.
Yeah.
And Robert Brownson.
Shout out to Robert.
Shouts to Robert.
He was like my first rep that really made me feel like normal. Like not salesy. He brought Delachinot, Bel Air Sec from Loire Valley. This was way back in the animal days. And he was not like a creepy douchebag, which now there's way less of those. But when I started buying wine, there was like lots of creeps. Not towards me, just like salesy, sleazy.
Slithery.
The best way to sell wine is to not try and sell it. And Robert really understands that.
Robert's great at it. And he built with me he built for me.
Yeah.
The very first. And it was Foradori. It was Francois Pinot and Bouvray. It was
beautiful.
It was Bengoitia Chocolina. It was Jean Paul Brune Beaujolais. A lot of those wines we still have.
Yeah.
And then we just kept on building it from there.
I feel like, so I think white and red Burgundy, so Pinot Noir and Chardonnay are actually like food's truest companion, like in so many ways.
Yeah.
And I think it's often overlooked, or that like food will overshadow them. Like the backbone of every John and Vinny's list is white and red Burgundy. Like we have more in those categories. And those were the wines that first got me into wine. Like I was like, let me pick the hardest region to become obsessed with. Like when you don't know anything and you're like, Burgundy, let's talk about it.
It's big.
It's big, but
you guys have some baller ones too.
So do you. Don't try and casually not flex. You guys have baller bergs.
Yeah. I don't know where we hide them.
I think under the tables.
Literally.
Yeah. I think you guys have wine under the tables.
We literally have wine on the table and in the floorboards. And we have a small, we've named all of our fridges.
You have to.
My favorite name. So we got the white cove, the red cove.
Yeah.
And then there's a small, like, tabletop 20 bottle one that I got on Craigslist for $20.
That's a major score, dude.
And we call it Bed Bath and Beyond.
Why?
Because it's so far.
It's going out of business.
It's so out of place.
Because it's beyond.
Yeah. And then Phil, our son, is an amazing accent. He's like, he calls it Bed Bath.
Bed Bath and Beyond.
Bed Bath.
And I'm like, Shaman Oaks. Come to Anajaktai and Shaman Oaks.
Which is basically the beyond.
It is beyond. It's very far from where I live, which is in Inglewood. But worth the drive.
Thank you.
Love it. Thank you. Sorry. Thank you. Sorry. It's okay. No, I was there Friday with Paul Wasserman, Becky Wasserman's son.
Yeah.
And it was, loved it. Everyone loved it. It was a great time. And the food was just outstanding. And the music was great. And the vibe.
Sorry, I wasn't there.
It was okay. And the vibe was like, we drank a lot of your Vossenhaus.
Which ones?
The coolest. I mean, all of them. Mm. Literally one of each.
Wow.
On the list. Maggie was like, what is happening at this table?
No one orders Vossenhaus, and it's such an underdog. It's such a...
The Spätburgunder, like, which is German for Pinot, everybody, was just so, so, so special.
Ooh. This is...
It's really evolving into something cool. We're still on the cool. Franz Salmon Le Chapitre, which has, like, a lot of the initial, like, in-your-face punch-it-out has blown off.
Is there the tiniest bit of...
Our ass?
I wasn't going to say that, but yes.
What were you going to say? Natural fruit ripeness? Residual shug? I don't... There's, like... I think it's just the natural Chenin getting to that point. But in Mont-Louis, which is near Vouvray, like, the Chenin sometimes ripens to certain levels of sweetness I feel like you don't find in other areas, but
cool.
Is delicioso.
It's just great. Mm. This is going to be very different than what I brought.
That's great. But that's,
I love the contrast.
What did you bring?
Something
you love. Yeah. Should we taste it? We can try it. We can always go back to.
So I brought here, if you guys can hear.
Yeah. See. My seeing eye cat.
Hermann Ludus.
Uh-huh.
From the Mosel. Which is incredible wine in the Von Boden book.
Ooh, and Mosel is in Germany.
Mosel is in Germany, and it's all Riesling.
We love Von Boden.
We love Von Boden, Chasse Von Boden.
And Mosel is like the mecca of Riesling. It's all like where Riesling is like the bomb.com.
I love the variety. We see so many amazing producers, and I'm just so stoked to have met some now. And
yeah.
We just had Katrina Wexler at Anajaktai.
Those wines are so good.
And it was like one of my favorite nights because it was just, we set up a little area to like have them taste food with their wine. It was really funny.
So
like,
cute.
It was like opening up a bunch of wines. But the Hermann Ludus is their Thorniker Rich Spätlese, which is their Grand Cru site.
Whoa. Okay, and let's try it.
This is...
We're balling and screw cap, which doesn't mean it's bad. Yeah, I dumped the rest of my... But it's okay.
I didn't know if we were going to have access to wine openers.
I'm a professional. Who would I be without my wine key? Actually, I just leave it here because I would 100% forget it every time. Yeah, let's do a micro. It's Shannon leaves a footprint.
Does it?
I think so.
Okay,
almost brought white burgundy for you, but then I was like, it's so obvious. We know we love it. And I was like, he's going to bring a Riesling.
Which one would you have brought, though?
That was the kind of the tough choice. I wasn't sure. I mean, we have some Le Horry. Like, there were some that we just keep in the back room that I was like, but we'll just eat dinner and have those wines.
I was going to bring, if I brought a white burgundy, I would have brought the Ruggio wines.
Ruggios are... They're really good. Yeah. I think we've sold all our Ruggio.
That happens.
Do you think caviar and Riesling are a good pairing? Like, what's the ultimate pairing for Riesling? Like, if we're like, okay, Riesling is the baseline to go with Thai flavors, what is the food that, like, takes Riesling to the next level? Caviar with the saltiness, I think of like this purity form of like pure Riesling, pure caviar, pure sturgeon egg.
I think with our fried chicken, it makes sense because our fried chicken is very salty.
It's so good.
And it's very punchy. Yeah.
That batter though. Man.
Yeah. Thanks.
So tasty. Ooh, yeah, this smells amazing.
Yeah.
So it's Spätlese, which means technically it's a little bit sweet, but probably very acidic to balance the sweetness. Dropping nugs of education for the wine face people.
how education are we going? But I didn't ask you any questions
about wine. No, about if I say something, I like to contextualize it with what it means. Like, Spätlese, Trocken's dry, then there's Spätlese. You know what I've been often dreaming of? I think it's been in my dream is like, you know, the videos of like, is it Baron Auslese, mm-hmm. like where you scoop, it's a wine that's so sweet that like it's so viscous you have to scoop it with a spoon. I don't know why that's been in my dreams because technically I don't want it, but I mean, I try it. I want it. Do I want it?
I love a Baron Auslese's and TBAs.
Oh.
So the sweeter designations really? Of Riesling, we just started to get some in.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Very good. Why is Riesling
it has
so
like
good?
A like a bit of a reduction that kind of like kind of white peppery in the nose type thing at the beginning.
Yeah, it's like white pepper, like first blown out match moment. That's like slight burn,
which is yeah, which
char,
I think is
like a beautiful it's a char. Good sign. Yeah, like
it's a good sign.
It's unmistakably Mosel. I feel like when you smell that. But then you can't smell any of the sugar. And when you taste it, it's just this beautiful ballet. It's back to those servers. Servers should dance more like Riesling.
So I think with good Riesling pairings, yeah. It to me, it really mirrors dishes like, it's a mirror, right?
Yeah.
You know, Robert taught me, it's like there's pairings as a mirror and pairings as like a contrast.
Mm.
But as a mirror, this has a kind of a papaya salad type thing going about it, right?
Yes.
Green papaya, underripe fruit kind of thing. And then the honeyed quality of like palm sugar.
Mm.
So then if you think about what papaya salad goes well with in Thai food, then you can pair that with this. So papaya salad is a sort of a Northeastern type thing.
Yes.
And we like grilled things, you know? So grilled pork and lap dishes.
Ooh,
and
delish.
Thai barbecue chicken, gaiyang.
I'm seeing like an infographic something emerging that you should make.
Yeah.
Because I feel like you have the skills probably to do it. And then put it somewhere where then I can reference it.
We can totally do that. Let's make that happen.
Yeah. This is really beautiful. I mean, I know you work pretty much 7 days a week, it feels like. I think you work a lot. You're there all the time. What is one of the like best recent dining experiences you had where like you were just like, fuck, this is awesome. The weight. The weight of the question.
There is a weight to the question because apart from the great convivial qualities of your restaurant.
Okay, yeah. Okay, but except for ours.
And looking at a very different type of what I like is I like places that kind of have I like rustic traditional food.
Mm.
You know?
Yes.
We don't like too much faffing with the stuff.
Not a lot of frickin' frack.
I love Kinjiro so
much. Kinjiro's good.
Kinjiro is amazing. So, you know, they were one of the first restaurants to have Japanese Wagyu
mm-hmm.
back in the day. And it's no longer really Wagyu focused, but it's just a high-end izakaya with really great sake.
Mm.
And the owner, June, is such a great guy. And he has an incredible palate. The chef used to work at Chaya Brasserie.
Wow.
But he cooks in this like incredible, like just all of the dishes is like the perfect versions of all these like it's takes and twists on Izakaya, and it's a quiet place. It's like five tables. It's quiet. Do not walk in. He will turn you away. It's reservations.
Make a reservation.
Via email.
Do that. I think people need to like learn patience and like making plans.
Email.
And acceptance. Email it in.
It's a weird reservation.
How do you get the email?
Oh, I don't even know.
Yeah. They hit you up. No.
They email you. You'll keep an eye out in your spam folder. No. The link is, I think the link is there.
Yeah. Okay. So you
and
email.
Just make a night of it. Get a bottle. Don't make them upset.
Don't bring your own wine. Just respect the space.
Get a bottle.
Also, if you have five tables, it's hard to like, they're trying to survive. So like more money you spend in a restaurant, if it's a small restaurant, the better it is for that space. They have a formula.
It's a formula.
Don't fuck
with
the formula.
Thick grill cut beef tongue.
Oh, I got to take Alex here. My husband.
Let's go.
We're not married. But yeah. Okay. I'll go. Well, yeah. Let's go.
And the Madai head is the big snapper head that simmered.
What?
So good.
You're having like
think about all the in my wallet.
Uh-huh.
I have the recipe for the sauce.
What?
That the chef gave me. I keep it on me at all times.
Yeah.
As a reminder that I just know nothing.
Oh.
It's just like it's so good. I gotta show
you know,
it
when
you.
You're
so
at
good.
The James Beard Award and you win the award. I hope you go on stage and you take out your wallet and you like read the snapper recipe.
That's
just
not in
on
English.
Stage. Yeah. Oh my God. It's really not in English. Yeah. And you can be like, stay humble, stay true, guys, stay snapper head sauce.
All great snapper recipes. Mirin.
Wow.
Have always ever been written on scraps of paper.
From the POS machine.
From
like the receipt paper.
Just a.
That noise that'll haunt you. Ticket. So you have quite a bit of travel. You're going to Chicago. When is that?
Like, you're really like sussing out my travel plans.
I'm hyped for you, man. I'm like team you.
Chicago is sometime in the summer, and
cool.
I hope that I'll be able to go to all my friends' spots out there.
I think you will. Just go, and then Aspen, get a hike in. Go to Kemosabe's and get a hat. Kemosabe is a Western wear store. It is. I'm not just like saying Kemosabe. It's a place.
So we got to get a cowboy hat.
You don't have to, but I think it would like lean in, you know, like lean in to the Western vibe. I don't know. It's crazy. I went once, not because I was honored for anything, but I actually went twice. Once with John and Vinny, and once I taught a seminar that people were not happy with.
Oh.
I taught two people. It was too soon. It was too soon for what I was doing. Like I didn't have any Napa or Sonoma cabs in my lineup. And like a few people left upset about it. They were like, what are these wines? And I was like, what? Cerritos Pinot Noir? It's from Sonoma Coast. It's amazing. I think you're going to have a great time.
I'll make sure to not do any seminars. I'm not ready.
No.
I'm looking forward to that. And we have an event in New York it's called Coast to Coast. And I'll be doing a collab with Winsun. That'll be really fun.
That's going to be so good. Yeah. When is that?
Oh, I got to look
June.
It up.
Yeah.
It's all in the thing.
It's all on your cow.
Google it's all in cow. The cow.
Justin, you're literally the best. I feel like this is part one of a many part.
It's over now?
Yeah, it's over. But it's only so long. See you later. And we should do this again. We do like to close with a little rapid fire.
I love it. I love this.
And my first question. So it's like a rapid fire right now. So don't overthink it. It's just today, Monday, whatever day it is. Monday. It is Monday. But also, I have another question for you, which is where do you source your caviar from? But we can get into that offline. I'm sure all the listeners want to know that.
We can get onto it online.
Yeah. Okay, are you ready? Are you down?
Very ready.
White or red? I think you froze.
Red.
Oh, light or full?
Light.
Yeah.
Light.
Orange or rosé?
Rosé.
Rosé. Okay.
Yeah.
Fill in the blank. fried chicken plus. I'll do it for you.
Fried chicken plus a drive down the coast.
Ooh, chicken in a bucket, drive down the coast.
Yeah.
Truffles or caviar?
Caviar.
I knew the answer to that one. And your current drink order when you're out and about.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, twist.
I love a cocktail with a little bit of coconut cream in it.
Ooh.
Anything that has a slight sort of richness, I'm there.
You should make this drink I made for Son of a Gun years ago. It's called the Coconut Collins.
Ooh.
And it's a play on a Tom Collins so you can make it with vodka or gin. It has a little bit of lime. I opted for lime. And it has like a tiny bit of Coco Lopez in it. And it is just a perfect drink.
I love that.
Because it's not as heavy as a pina colada, but still slightly tropical.
I'm into heavy pina coladas. Give it.
Heavy.
Yeah. Bring it.
Weigh me down, pina colada. Yeah,
that's my breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Is
oh,
a
my
pina
God.
Colada. Yeah, that's for me, if it's not a Negroni, then
yep.
It's going to be that.
I have a jar of Negronis in my fridge right now.
Whoa.
Yeah. Well, I don't drink them all the time, but they're just ready to go.
That's insane. That's brilliant.
Yeah. Like you just always have one. Have friend over. You want a Negroni? Bam. It's been aging in my mason jar fridge. Justin, thank you so much for coming on Wine Face. More.
Thank you. Cheers.
We'll be back. Cheers.
To new beginnings.
And to, you know, caviar.
Thank
Caviar
you.
Dreams. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Justin is literally the best. I think I could have sat here for 2 more hours and just drank the rest of that 7.5% alcohol Riesling and just tripped out with this guy. But he's literally so special. If you want to follow along more of what he's doing, you can look up his restaurant, Anna Jack Thai. I believe that's also his Instagram handle. I mean, he's keep an eye out for him. He's doing all kinds of cool stuff, cool collaborations. Eat some caviar in his honor. If you want to follow along with what I'm doing, see if I have gotten back into Riesling after this conversation, you can follow me on Instagram at Helen's Wines. And as always, you can go to my website, helenswines.com, where you can buy gifts, wine, or join our wine club, which all ships nationwide. And that's it. Thanks for listening. Next time. See you next time. Bye.